Fixers and sister fixers, welcome to Fix PMS, where the real talk gets real and you feel all the feels. Hari ini gue sendiri karena Sabrina itu lagi nemenin keluarganya dia. And it's been a little bit, it's been a while since we've had an episode. It's been about 2 weeks, and thank you so much for being patient. Now we are up to 14,000 listeners, and it's amazing, and we're really, really happy about that. Obviously, thank you so much to our guests who came in a few episodes ago that really helped us get some new listeners. And today I'm actually not alone completely because I am with the owner of Things Untouched. Kemarin ini gue tuh lihat banyak konten-konten yang di Things Untouched yang kalau menurut gue it's very positive, not in the sense not just about what they stand for, but also positive in general, that when you read the kind of content that they put on there, it makes you feel pretty good, which is why I've asked Jessie to come onto the show. Hi, Jessie.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. Kalau misalnya Mother Fixers and Sister Fixers harus tahu, gue sama Jessie tuh nggak pernah ketemu secara langsung, and I'm still in Singapore. I can't go into Indonesia at the moment. Still, it's been over a year since I've been back. But we have spoken on WhatsApp a few times. So this is the first time that we're technically meeting. But I guess this is a lot of people meet this way. Zaman-zaman sekarang kan kalau misalnya ketemu tuh kayak udah wajar kali ya kita ketemu secara Zoom atau secara video atau whatever. So really, really happy to have you on the show, Jessie. How are you doing?
Thank you. Great, great. How are you?
Good, I guess. Kan di Singapura gini-gini aja. Jakarta gimana?
Jakarta itu kayak makin scary ya. Kayak in Singapore it's so nice. I think so. Yeah.
Di Singapura sih kayak udah biasa aja, orang udah balik kantor, terus sekarang lebih banyak orang vaksin, but you still have to wear a mask. Tapi kalau di sini kan peraturannya kayak ini banget ya, di-enforce banget, so it's like, kayak peraturan di Jakarta tuh kayaknya gak didengerin deh, kayak
ya udah. Sama sekali. Sama sekali enggak, makanya.
But that's just like the Indonesian way, no? Kayak orang kayak, ya udah.
That's true.
It's very true. Anyway, Jessie, you know, this is the first time yang kita kayak emang, we've been like actually talking as just people talking kind of face to face. So I'd like to ask a little bit about yourself, and if you could introduce yourself to our listeners.
Sure. My name is Jessie. I started TU in 2020 February, I think. Yeah, 2020 February, and I'm 25 years old. Yeah. I'm 25 years old. I'm also the author. I'm also an author. I wrote a poetry book namanya Ripple of Existence that's available in Gramedia and dulu Kinokuniya, but now it's closed. And yeah, I would actually I see myself even though I'm the founder of TU, I think I see myself more as an artist than an entrepreneur, I think.
Okay. Just so Mother Fixers and Sister Fixers, kalau misalnya kalian belum tahu, Things Untouched is basically, I want to say in clearest terms, it's boob tape, right? It's tape that you put on your body so that misalnya lo nggak mau pakai BH, atau kalau misalnya you want to kind of push or lift the girls up, lo bisa pakai tape ini. And they also make some nipple covers, which are super cute. They come in little hearts and little circles or flowers?
Yeah, it's round in shape.
It's round, yes.
Yeah.
I have the heart ones. But they're super cute. The hearts are super cute. Jujur sih, dari kapan ya? I think a few months ago, I did notice Things Untouched. And I noticed it growing very steadily. And I love to watch local businesses grow steadily. Karena kalau menurut gue, the way that Things Untouched kind of did what you guys did, which was reach out to different influencers to get your brand and your product out there, that for me is very smart. Kebanyakan karena mungkin dari myself being a YouTuber, or used to be a, or still kind of a, sorry, I find it weird to say I'm a YouTuber, but a lot of brands sometimes question whether or not using influencers is a good or a bad thing. Dan kalau menurut gue, kalau lo bisa reach out ke beberapa influencer yang, or Instagrammers or TikTokers or whatever, yang emang verticalsnya yang lebih banyak ya. So I think what you did was reach out to different women of different types of audiences, and I think that's really, really smart. So anyway, back to things and touch. Mother Presents Sister Fixes, follow me. Sanya, kalian mau check out the boob tape, I guess you can call it that. You can head out to their website, which I will put out on the caption. But Jesse, one thing I definitely want to hear about from you, karena you just said you're 25 years old. 25, in my opinion, is young. I'm 33. So
you don't look 33 at all. You look like you're in your 20s.
Well, thank you very much. You haven't met me in person. Maybe I dress like I never wear anything fancy, but for me, 25 to own your own business, which, and I consider your business a successful business. Why did you even come up with this in the first place? Karena kalau menurut gue, kebanyakan, I just remember when I was a kid, like wearing a bra was like a must. You must wear a bra, especially in our culture. Kenapa lo bisa kepikiran kalau okay, this is something that Asian women also need as well.
Actually, awal-awalnya aku nggak kepikiran buat bikin a boob tape or anything like that. Like I didn't know what I really wanted to do juga gitu. Tapi pada saat itu, I was working in my parents' company. And I just felt stuck, I think, in a job that where I couldn't make the impact that I wanted to. And so like kayak banyak hari kayak I would cry after kayak after work gitu. Terus all I knew was that I wanted to get out of this gitu. Nah, so one night as I was preparing an outfit for my friend's wedding, I had this backless dress. Emang dari dulu kalau misalnya pakai backless dress, gak tahu mau pakai bra apa gitu. And so, I just knew bahwa there's such thing as boob tape or body tape gitu. And so, kayak pas banget timingnya di mana memang I was looking for something gitu, something else to do. And why not do it? Why not create something like that in Indonesia, karena pada saat itu belum ada gitu.
Yes. Emang belum ada sih. Waktu gue nikah, the girl who designed my dress, Dita, shout out to Dita. I remember in her studio, dia itu lagi menjual, and this is before your brand came into the market. Dia itu lagi menjual kayak boob tape, and I feel like every girl knows about this boob tape yang kayak tipis. Yang dijual di dalam box yang kayak kecil panjang gitu. And I have used this so many times, and I swear to God, and gue tuh orangnya emang kayak gak peduli sama sekali. Especially if I'm drinking, I get drunk, I don't think about it, I sweat. It's so pointless for me to wear that boob tape. And gue, walaupun emang I did work with you guys, but I can honestly tell you that your tape actually stood up and it didn't come down. Kayak kebanyakan kayak boob tape itu kayak lepas, and for me, it's like, well, what's the point? And it's uncomfortable. And it's like, I don't even know if it's actually working. Whereas yours, I think, really worked. And you can actually wear it in a way that it does support your breasts. So it's not just to keep the clothes on. Tapi emang kalau misalnya lo mau push up dikit juga bisa.
Yeah, for definitely. Sure. Yeah. I think because I also, like, I'm an Asian girl, kan kayak biasanya small boobs kan. Jadi kayak I was surprised myself as I was doing the sampling that, oh my gosh, I could do this with my boobs. I could create a cleavage. So I know a lot of girls need it, sih, pasti.
How did your parents feel about this? Karena kan emang, I mean, let's just face it, right? I mean, like, if I went to my dad and I'm like, Dad, I'm going to start a business for, like, boob tape or, like, to push boobs up, I think he'd be like, okay, don't talk to me about it. You do it. Just don't talk to me about it. How did your parents feel about this?
I think at the time, aku kayak gak ngomong ke siapa-siapa gitu loh that I was doing this thing. Because pada saat itu, I was still working like full time at my parents' company kan. Jadinya bener-bener kayak I just kept it like discreet. Tapi when kayak it launched, yeah, I told them gitu bahwa, you know, I'm creating this and blah blah, and I think this has such a huge potential because people need it. This will solve yes. like a woman's problem. And kalau my dad, like he doesn't really understand about it. He would just like laugh a little bit. Tapi he's like, yeah, I mean, that's good, gitu loh. Emang kayak market buat perempuan tuh pasti banyak banget because kayak women have a lot of needs. So he's just supportive yes. about it sih, thankfully.
That's yeah. good, that's good. So after that, lo udah sample segala macam, what was the process of you actually getting it out there? How did you even... Because sometimes that's like the hardest. I always talk about this with my partner Putra, who's part of my part of our. You know, we started Fix Productions together, and when we were first starting our YouTube channel, itu susah banget. I think I cried almost every day. I was like, Putra, I don't know why I quit my job. I have no money. Itu sampai, I just remember being every money that I got, every single penny I would spend it on alcohol because I was so stressed out, and I just like remember being super stressed out. For your experience, how did you get yourself, like, just actually getting off the ground?
Yeah, I think I can relate with you banget sih, Nicole, ya. Kayak, especially kayak R&D, itu tuh menurut aku paling tahap yang paling bikin deg-degan, gitu. Yes. Soalnya kayak prosesnya awal-awal kan aku sampling. Sampling juga nggak cuma dari satu company, gitu kan. Jadinya aku coba sampling, karena kan mereka beda-beda juga ketebalannya dan and stuff like that, gitu ya.
Yeah.
Jadi aku sampling, aku cobain dulu, terus habis itu with the packaging, believe it or not, Nicole, you know, kayak the packaging and everything itu aku buat sendiri. Cause like really at the time, beneran kayak I had no money juga kali ya to pay for a designer atau gimana gitu loh. Soalnya I didn't want to ask for my parents' money, I was just using the salary yes. that they gave me. Jadi kayak benar-benar packaging, kayak I just did it kayak overnight, kayak gini itu. Tapi so
what do you mean that you did it? Itu maksudnya gimana?
Aku jadi kayak, you know, I don't know if you know this, tapi kadang tuh kalau misalnya most of the time, all the time, kalau packaging itu pakai AI kan, Adobe Illustrator. Nah, yang aku bisa pakai tuh Adobe Photoshop. Dan pada saat itu benar-benar kayak I didn't even like know that a packaging harusnya AI. Jadi I was just kayak I didn't know what I was doing. I did it on Photoshop. Terus logo juga pakai logo maker. Kayak pakai logo maker ini yang free logo maker gitu.
No, but that's great. That's so great. I mean, like kadang kayak I think that's what some people think, like you have to really start from somewhere, right? Waktu kita baru bikin Fix Productions juga kayak gitu. And I just remember like the first video we put out there, itu gue sama Putra tuh di kantor kita tuh kayak di dalam, I don't even know, it was like such a shitty office. And we were there editing video till like 4 in the morning just so itu bisa tayang jam 9 pagi. So I totally feel you. But look at you now. I mean, come on. It's like you built yourself a brand. So terus abis itu lo udah bikin packaging segala macam, terus what happened?
Ya udah bikin packaging dan segala macam, terus habis itu harus photoshoot, blah, blah, blah. That was my first time ever photoshoot kayak gitu. All over the place aja sih, Nicole. It was just like kayak, okay, we need that. Ya udah, jadi. And then I use Insta ads and blah, blah, blah. Dan kayak pada saat itu hit the market banget. So I think Indonesia tuh lagi kayak, I think the girls kayak tiba-tiba kayak they're growing more braver ya. Dalam kayak expressing themselves in their clothing gitu. Jadi kayak, I think I found that a product market fit sih pada saat itu gitu.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think karena beberapa tahun ini kan, there's a lot of movement going on around female empowerment, how you should love yourself, how you should, you know, look at yourself, how you don't have to look a certain way and that you do have a voice. Dan kalau menurut gue emang bagus juga sih you came out with something that you're telling women to, you know, use what you have, but you don't have to do it in a way yang kayak lo tuh harus kelihatan kayak si perempuan ini. Lo juga bisa dari from your own self, but here's a little help, you know, which I think is really great. Kemarin ini just so Mother Fixers and Sister Fixers know, I have worked with Things Untouched. And I did a post for them, And ada temen gue yang bilang sama gue, Nick, lu tuh ngapain sih promo buat boob tape? And I'm like, emang kenapa? Like, what's the big deal? Like, I don't see what the big deal is. And I was actually a little bit surprised, to be very honest with you. Karena kalau menurut gue, it's something that women need. And if you, look, I really hate wearing a bra. Like, I hate it. Like, if I could never wear a bra, I just would never wear a bra. But gak mungkin kan gue ke kantor. It's just like, you know, the best feeling ever when lo baru pulang kantor, it's been a long day, and you take your bra off, and you're like, oh man, I wish I just never had to wear a bra.
Definitely.
Dan kalau misalnya gue, apalagi sekarang gue di Singapura kan panas banget ya, and sometimes I just don't want to wear a bra, you know, like you get sweaty. And this has really kind of saved my life. So thank you very much for making it.
Thank you.
In that sense, I wanted to ask more about how your journey has been as, well, sebenarnya sih yang gue mau nanya itu lebih ke entrepreneurship, but earlier you said that you don't really call yourself an entrepreneur, you call yourself as an artist. How would you call yourself as an artist, and why do you prefer to be called this?
I think just because I think the word entrepreneur has been overused these days, I think. And kayaknya, kayak what do you mean gitu? Maksudnya kayak bayan entrepreneur, kayak maksudnya even I don't see myself as being successful either. Kayak maksudnya I still have got a long, long way. And maksudnya what we mean by entrepreneur, maksudnya even someone who like misalnya sells anything is actually an entrepreneur, yeah. Kan?
Yes.
Kalau artist itu lebih kayak I'm passionate in entrepreneurship, like I am. Tapi mungkin I would call myself an artist because of the soul I would want to put into my brand. So it's yeah. I always want, kayak maksudnya aku pengen, even though this is a business, this business has a deeper meaning to it, gitu sih.
Okay, okay, so now you're gonna have to elaborate. What do you mean by deeper meaning?
Deeper, I think a deeper purpose than just selling. That's what I mean, gitu. Jadi, okay. Kayak misalnya sekarang, like you said, you were interested in body positivity, and we've been kan discussing and kan, nah, why do we discuss about body positivity gitu loh, misalnya? It's because actually our mission as a brand is to empower, gitu. And I think that's also my personal mission in life, gitu, is to empower others. And that's part, and that is my purpose in life, I think. Gitu.
Okay, okay, okay.
Of course we need profit, of course we need sales, you know, like I am passionate in entrepreneurship, and I think you can call me an entrepreneur, tapi mungkin yang aku pengen emphasize ini adalah for me tuh kayak this business tuh gak cuman kayak just about selling stuff, but it's about creating the impact that I actually want on the world gitu, and in the community gitu sih.
Okay, yeah, I mean I'm definitely for this messaging. Sekarangnya I see, I mean we're all of this generation, our generation is always on Instagram, we're always on social media, and there are so many brands out there, and you can be any brand, but kalau misalnya emang lo gak punya messaging atau lo gak punya sesuatu yang kayak what's the purpose of what you're doing, right? Sometimes we go through jobs like you were saying, you know, we have these jobs that we're unhappy with, but when you have a reason to do what you're doing, and it, like you said, it empowers you because you know that you're empowering women to feel more comfortable with what they're wearing or comfortable like in their own kind of skin. That's kind of what makes you happy, which is the kind of vibe that I'm getting. So back on the content yang kemarin-kemarin ini kan kalau misalnya gue lihat dari Instagram lo, a lot of stuff that you're doing now and even some of the live sessions that you're doing are very much these positive talks, not just about body image, but just being happy in general. Why are you doing these talks now? Because, you know, kemarin-kemarin, when you first started your brand and your Instagram, it was mainly about the product. But now I feel like you're trying to build a community. So I kind of wanted to understand, you know, why did you decide to start that?
So emang kayak after introducing the product gitu, dan kayak mungkin kayak our followers juga udah lebih ngerti lah ya where our brand stands gitu. So we want to make our message clearer gitu through the lives that we're doing gitu. Kayak setiap kali kita post di social media kita, kita mau that post to have value on people's lives. Nah, that includes the IG lives, such as misalnya IG live kita tuh kayak tentang entrepreneurship juga sebenarnya. Jadi kayak I would invite founders of kayak brands gitu, and kayak I would interview them, and mainly they're women, karena aku kepengen cewek-cewek yang mau start business untuk lebih pede, karena believe it or not, these days masih ada aja sih kayak like fathers yang nggak allow their daughters to work gitu. Terus kayak
really?
Yeah, I know my friend, one of my friends tuh digituin gitu. I mean, a few of my friends kayak misalnya nggak boleh kerja, terus habis itu cari
kenapa
jodoh
gak boleh
dulu.
Kerja? Oh, mau cari jodoh dulu. Terus that she should be supported by whoever her husband is. Is that the idea?
Yes, yes. So, okay. I think kayak through those lives, I just want women to feel empowered, you know, to make their own choices, gitu. Terus kayak misalnya, aside from entrepreneurship, kita juga ada sex education. And that's also, I think, very, very important. Karena kayak, yeah, I mean, sex is part of human nature, kan? And yes. Kayak, what's misleading about the society's narratives is that women have to keep it all in, gitu. Nggak boleh ngomongin, nggak boleh nanya, dan I think that's very dangerous ya. Kayak maksudnya,
yes,
it's very dangerous karena maksudnya kayak mau atau enggak, sex tuh is part of our lives gitu. Mau kayak nanti pas when we reach puberty, and without the right understanding, we would make uninformed decisions. Nah makanya kita mau lebih ngomongin sex, bukan untuk promote free sex ataupun untuk corner free sex, sama sekali enggak. It's everyone's choice gitu. Cuman mungkin lebih kasih tahu nih, ini consequences-nya if you do this and if you do that. Are you still willing to do that? And that's your choice, yes, gitu. Jadi maybe kayak our message is that kayak we want to empower women to make their own choices, tapi dengan with eyes open, jangan with eyes closed, gitu.
I like that a lot. To be honest with you, I didn't know that you... I did see a post on your Instagram about sex education, but I wasn't so aware that you guys were talking so freely about it. Dan sebenarnya kemarin ini Serena and I spoke to a girl about, her name is Agli, and she's very, very vocal on her Instagram. She talks about sex toys, she talks about, you know, contraception, what can you use in order if you want to have sex so that you can protect yourself, segala macam. And what I would love to know from you is, because I completely agree with you, kalau menurut gue, I mean, to be fair, I was raised in a sort of Western society because I went to a Western school, but my parents are very Asian. You know, my parents, the same. They were like, no sex before marriage, which I feel like nobody listened to, right? So, I totally understand, but I am on the same page with you when you say, bahaya banget sih kalau misalnya, can you just imagine a 16-year-old girl doesn't know anything about what the consequences of when you do have sex, like what's going to happen after that. Kalau misalnya lo nggak pakai kondom, atau kalau misalnya lo have sex with a man, you don't really know his background, certain things that you should know. I'm very, very on board with that. So the talks that you're having, what is the kind of information that you give to, I'm assuming that the majority of your audience is women. So what kind of information do you share with your audience?
Kayak yang tadi Nicole bilang, kayak misalnya kita bahas tentang, I think we went live once sama Sicilism, do you know her? So we talk about kayak practicing safe sex gitu. Jadi kayak misalnya mulai dari contraception-nya, terus abis how to put on a condom correctly, terus abis itu kayak what kinds of diseases yang kayak bisa you contract, kalau misalnya kayak you don't know a person's sexual history, and all of that. Terus kayak aside from that, kita juga ngomongin tentang hal-hal yang kayak mungkin masih tabu seperti penyakit-penyakit kelamin ya, kayak vaginismus, if you've heard of it, gitu.
Yes,
nah,
yeah.
We just want to educate aja sih, soalnya kayak it surprises me because ada someone yang cerita sama aku pada saat itu aku belum tahu tentang vaginismus ini. Dia cerita sama aku bahwa ceweknya itu katanya no matter gimana gak bisa dipenetrate, and that sounded so weird to me until kayak I read this post tentang vaginismus gitu loh. And then I'm like, yeah, this is something very important to know loh for women gitu. Karena it can happen to us. It can happen to any woman at any age. So it's very important to be educated about it and not panic when you get it, gitu.
Can you explain a little bit about what it is so that you know the listeners kind of know?
Alright. Jadi vaginismus itu sebuah kondisi medis di mana penetrasi itu tidak bisa terjadi di vagina. Jadi dan ada stages-stagesnya. Kalau stages yang paling parah, even kalau misalnya dimasukin cotton bud aja nggak bisa, kayak gitu. So it would vaginanya itu memang vagina itu kan ada muscle-nya kan, dan muscle-nya itu involuntarily contract gitu. Jadi bukan salah ceweknya, bukan karena anxiety, it's purely because of a physical condition, kayak gitu.
I see, okay.
Ya, dan yang paling parahnya itu even misalnya dokter-dokter di Indonesia itu masih sering ngebully vaginismus patients gitu. Jadi kasian banget.
Di dalam arti gimana?
Kasian banget. Jadi kayak misalnya bisa dikatain gitu kayak ah kamu gini aja nggak bisa, gimana nanti cowoknya makan di tempat lain loh, kayak gitu, kayak bener-bener kayak parah banget lah. Terus kayak misalnya if you're pregnant with vaginismus, it really hurts when you have a medical checkup karena they will have to insert the thing kan into your vagina. And kayak how some medical professionals kayak jadi bully itu kayak dipaksa aja relax, and they would hold the girl's hands, like bener-bener kayak I feel itu parah banget gitu.
Aduh, pasti sakit banget ya nggak sih kayak gitu kalau misalnya emang nggak bisa dipenetrate. Karena I mean, so what my understanding is that you just cannot, something cannot be inserted within the vagina, but it is a medical condition. Itu emang physical medical condition dari the muscles or atau gimana?
Yeah, it's a physical condition yang memang, jadi waktu kemarin ini kita live sama Dr. Robi namanya, beliau adalah praktisi, he's a medical practitioner yang kayak specializing in vaginismus, tapi beliau juga obgyn. Nah, dia bilang bahwa kayak selama dia praktek bertahun-tahun, gak ada kondisi vaginismus yang bisa disembuhkan oleh psychological intervention. So it means it's not a psychological condition.
Okay.
Get it, Nicole?
It's a physical condition.
It's a physical condition. Okay. You can't heal it by kayak going to a psychologist or a psychiatrist gitu. So it really is a medical condition, a physical condition.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did he mention ada treatment enggak sih kalau misalnya emang lo punya this condition?
Ada. Jadi beliau bilang harus pakai dilator. Jadi dilator itu kayak I don't know how to describe it. Maybe it's sort of like a dildo kali ya, you could say. Cuman it's not like a dildo yang kayak gede gitu. Maksudnya kayak, dia tuh ada stages ya. Jadi awalnya kecil dulu, tipis dulu, terus habis itu lebih gede, lebih gede, lebih gede. Nah, itu tuh treatmentnya seperti itu, tapi juga dipantau oleh si dokter gitu. Nah, ada yang healnya kayak less than a month, ada yang lebih lama, so it really depends. Gitu.
Wow, I didn't even know that, like, that condition existed. I mean, there's a lot of things that, I think there's so many things that people, and especially men, don't know about women's bodies, and what our bodies, like, kind of go through, and how much our bodies change. And this is, like, I can't even imagine what that would be like, right? So I think that's, it's really important that you're sharing that with people.
And kayak kemarin aku sempat nanya juga harganya berapa treatmentnya kan, and surprisingly kayak it's not, maksudnya it's quite expensive, it's like kayak 30 juta buat treatmentnya. Maksudnya imagine untuk kayak, kasian banget kan, maksudnya kan kalau di Indonesia masih banyak yang kayak, maksudnya disparity-nya masih tinggi ya, kayak between you know, financially gitu.
Yes.
Maksudnya,
yes,
imagine kalau cewek-cewek ya, kayak misalnya di pedesaan gitu, yang kayak even medically belum terlalu aware tentang kondisi ini, dan even gak ada financial means, itu kasian banget sih sebenarnya gitu.
Yes, pasti. I mean, that's basically taking one away, one of like your rights. Like you said, look, whether it is sexual or non-sexual, insertion into the vagina is, I mean, look, it's a part of our body, right? Then sebenarnya sex is a pleasure of life that emang, it's one of like the four main pleasures of life. So kalau misalnya emang lo nggak bisa because of a condition like this. It's so great that you guys are educating people about this, and I really commend that. I guess this is one of like your empowerment things. I think it's really great that you're doing that. So when is your next talk, actually, the next live talk?
Tomorrow, actually.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay. This is gonna air on Sunday. So ini udah dari kemarin. Mungkin live-nya bisa dicek out lagi. So what are you talking about tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're gonna talk about entrepreneurship, actually, with the co-founder of a local beauty brand named Matt for Makeup. Yeah, kita bakal ngomongin tentang kayak how she built Matt and branding tips and all that. Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. I mean, again, you said you're not a, you don't want to technically call yourself an entrepreneur. Karena gue ngerti banget sih, udah kebanyakan yang kayak label themselves as an entrepreneur. What is an entrepreneur? But I would definitely commend your business savvy side. How long did it take actually sebenarnya dari lo mulai Things Untouched sampai like to where you are now? When did you actually start? What was the year that you started selling everything?
February 2020. Yeah.
And
February
look at how much it's grown. Ini baru dua, it's 2021, and obviously I think we can all agree that 2020 was like not the best year, but considering that 2020 wasn't the best year, I feel like you guys have done really well. I want to go back to how you reached out to different influencers. Karena kalau menurut gue, reaching out to different influencers for your brand to really promote things is a fantastic way to get your brand and message out there. How did you start doing that? Were you just, you know, messaging people on Instagram, or atau lo punya teman yang punya teman, atau gimana?
Jadi kayak we just started like messaging influencers sih. Kayak I don't have many influencer friends, so definitely bener-bener cuman kayak DM aja gitu, DM. Awal-awalnya kan kayak barter dulu, because we didn't have that much ini kan budget to spend. Jadi kayak barter-barter, yes. Terus kayak kayak gitu sih. And awalnya sebenernya lumayan, I was quite surprised at agak kayak, because I think the world of influencers itu kayak, kan I was working at a corporate kayak job kan. And kayak maksudnya, sometimes kayak misalnya ada aja yang kayak, kayak cara-caranya beda gitu loh. Kayak cara-cara kerjanya beda, kayak gitu. So ada kayak navigating through that sih, gitu. And influencer marketing pada saat itu very, very effective, Nicole. Kayak,
yes,
it's very effective. And I think right now it's even more effective than a billboard ad. Like, I mean, I'm not saying this out of data, is. Yeah. Cuman,
I'm telling you, I have the data. I know that it is. It's definitely more effective. Especially for what your brand is and what your product is. Lo taruh billboard di Jalan Senayan aja itu enggak, kalau menurut gue sih enggak ngaruh. Orang enggak pada, it's not how people connect anymore. You know what I mean? Especially our generation. Yeah.
Definitely, because people are on their phones all the time, right? And kayak pada saat mereka lihat Instagram, they see influencers. Tapi on the other hand, I feel that lama-kelamaan followers juga makin pinter, Nick. Makin pinter dalam ngelihat yang mana influencer yang beneran trustworthy, yang mana yang enggak.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
At least that's what I feel gitu. Kayak soalnya, aku kerasa banget dari kayak misalnya endorse a lot of influencers ya. Kayak maksudnya yang mana yang ada authentic voice, yang mana yang enggak. Dan kayak maksudnya ngefeknya tuh bisa kayak wow, like engagement-nya tuh beda kalau sama yang bener-bener tuh sering engage dan kayaknya followersnya deem trustworthy gitu. Kayak misalnya a celebrity mungkin nggak akan kayak se-effective influencer. If that
makes
sense.
Yes, definitely. Kayak, but the job that I work in now, I work in an influencer marketing agency, and a lot of the times I try to tell our clients kayak, enggak sih, lu jangan go for the one that's like 200,000 subscribers, 200,000 followers langsung. Karena they just, sometimes they're just putting stuff out there and a lot of it already is promoted stuff, right? So it's like, who are you going to trust? And I think that genuine sort of feeling that you get from someone that you like and you just follow is not easy anymore. Karena udah everybody can be an Instagrammer now.
Yeah.
Okay? Anyone can be an Instagrammer. Kalau misalnya yang penting konten lo emang jujur, it's honest, it's it's something that people like to enjoy. What's your sort of passion kind of thing? So I definitely agree with you there.
I love how you speak to your followers on Instagram, for example. I think you're quite authentic in how you really, it's like you're just honest and frank. And that's something yang kayak, I think it's very bagus banget ya for maksudnya kayak influencers to have sih gitu.
Well, thank you very much. It's very hard for me to not be me. Kalau kadangnya I can try to be a little bit yang kayak apa ya, kalau misalnya emang I'm in a, like some sort of like formal event or something but it's really, really hard for me, especially on a platform where you're supposed to speak your mind. I mean, Instagram is supposed to be a free platform, right? You can, it's freedom of speech. So I have no reason to not be me, because then I would just be lying, and I don't want to lie about it. But I wanted to ask you about your, you know, you did mention earlier that what something that you want to do, not just with your brand, tapi dari something that you want to do yourself, is empower others. So I kind of want to understand from you as a person, why do you want to do that? I mean, it's very easy. Semua orang bisa sekarang, ya kok gue, I empower others, or I do things for good, or I use a plastic straw for sustainability. Like, it's very easy for people to say these things, but you know, are you really doing it? And I feel like you are with what your messaging is doing and everything that you're doing on Instagram, but what made you want to do this?
Good question. Yeah, I think kayaknya ever since I was little, I think I've always been drawn to wanting to make a positive kayak nggak tahu influence on anything aja. Kayak misalnya dulu, misalnya without me even realizing it gitu. Kayak misalnya let's say dulu tuh I used to even however small ya. Jadi kayak misalnya dulu me and my cousin we used to write words. Kayak words of kindness lah ya, like compliments, and we would give it to strangers in Sensi. It's so embarrassing. Tapi kayak weird stuff like that. I mean, and I think that would be appreciated kalau di luar negeri. Tapi kalau di Indonesia, it's like, people,
huh? Aneh banget ya. No, I totally understand you. Kayak gitu tuh yang kayak, I think like what you're talking about is so cute. It's like the things you see on Instagram that are like, oh, acts of kindness from a stranger. Wah, keren banget tuh di Amrik tuh di jalan ada kok acts of words of kindness. But you're totally right kalau misalnya itu di kayak di dalam Sensi sih agak kayak
okay. I know.
Who are you?
Iya, terus kayak misalnya
no, dulu. But I mean, I think it's cute. I think it's cute. How old were you when you did that?
I was in middle school sih. Mungkin kayak kelas 6 SD gitu ya.
Lucu banget, okay. Terus.
Terus kayak mau ada free hugs campaign kayak gitu-gitu. Pokoknya kayak gitu-gitu deh. Pokoknya I thought kayak, maksudnya kayak I think everybody would love hugs gitu. Terus atau enggak misalnya dulu ada kayak some imagination aja gitu. I wanna make ini deh kayak paper recycling organization deh gitu. Tapi itu cuma awal-awal. Terus kayak once me and my cousin pengen write letters to prisoners in Indonesia. It's so weird. Tapi kayak we just think kayak kasihan
no,
they're lonely.
Nice.
Gitu.
I think that's really nice. It might be. I think about it, and mungkin agak aneh kali ya kalau misalnya di Indonesia. But I mean, then again, what is the difference if you do it in the UK or you do it in America? But I'm assuming you guys never did that, right?
No, we were scared. Okay, we were thinking, nanti gimana kalau kita di track and then KD jadi obsessed. Yes. But yeah, point is, I think
I would be a little bit scared as well. To be honest with you. Like, the good thing you didn't try. I mean, good for you for trying. And you're really nice. Okay, little laugh out. You never know what will happen, right? Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Terus dulu kita sempat kayak mau bikin di Tumblr. Actually, we sempat made it, tapi nggak sempat kayak executed it. Kayak misalnya kita bikin Tumblr buat kayak kita tuh kayak pura-pura jadi kayak angels gitu. Jadi kayak angel of courage, angel of apa gitu. Jadi people could freely curhat di Tumblr to us kayak gitu. Which kayak maksudnya I think it's always been in me. Jadi kayak it's just that kayak pada saat I created you, I think it's an outlet for me to finally channel that energy ya, and that kayak desire gitu loh buat make impact. Now which is I think that's what's happening. Kayak what's been happening. Kayak misalnya our followers, that's what I'm really, really happy with about TU is that I think we've created a community di mana I think women tuh kayak especially udah recurringly sharing kayak mereka would share about the most sensitive subject to us and not feel that they were gonna be judged gitu and maksudnya kita nggak pernah reveal any names or anything gitu and that's something that makes me really happy sih actually gitu.
So many things that are happening around social media, around the world, just about how women are supporting each other and the kind of conversations that women are having now is so different from when I was growing up. And there's so many things I wish I could say to my younger Nicole and be like, oh, it's okay to feel like this. It's okay for you to not feel like, kenapa badan gue tuh gak kayak, I just remember when I was in middle school and there was a girl who had a much developed body than I did and I was like, kok badan gue tuh masih kayak gini ya? Kok badan gue tuh kayak apa gue harus, I remember one day I tried to put like tissue in my bra terus kayak, it just like, obviously it didn't look good. And I just remember being like, how come I'm not becoming a woman? And like, I wish I could have heard these things. I mean, that's the great thing about social media, right? Is that there's a good and a bad part, right? Social media has its downsides, which you kind of feel like you need to be a certain way. But the great thing about social media is that now things are changing. And I think so many people are having these conversations like yourself on your IG Live, where you guys are having these conversations so that other women can hear it. And it's something I feel like it's so great that people are having these conversations now. And it's not just for women, but it's also for other communities, the LGBTQ community, other, you know, other cultural communities.
Definitely.
And I think it's great. Yeah. So it's definitely, I'm so glad that people want to have these conversations. Dan gue ngerti banget your point of view from, I know that you tried to do good when you were young, but I'm really glad you didn't write letters to like people in jail. I would have been a little bit scared for you. You never know what would happen, but I totally understand you. So now you're kind of channeling your goodness into what you're doing now, which is really great. But yeah, that would have been a little bit dangerous. Well, you know, we're almost kind of out of time here, but before we go, karena emang, you know, I don't know you super personally. I feel like I've gotten to know you a little bit throughout, you know, the few minutes that we've been talking. Tapi buat Mother Fixers and Sister Fixers yang pengen kenal Jessie lebih dalam, and if you guys want to get to know about her brand, you can definitely head to her handle. I'll put it into the caption. But before you go, I'm going to ask you a few questions about yourself, and you can answer them as freely as you want. Kalau menurut gue, this conversation has been a little bit, we've been pretty open, so answer them however you want.
Okay.
It's just a few questions. No stress. If you can't answer them, you don't have to. Okay.
So, okay.
I thought I'm making it sound super scary. It's not. Okay. What is a bad habit that you know that you do that you think that you know you do it, but you know you should also stop?
A habit, yeah. I think I think it's more of a mental habit. I think. Okay, I think ever since I started TU, I've just been kayak in between overworking and burning out. And resting and feeling unproductive and then feeling guilty. And then kayak I overwork again and burn out. So
yes.
I think
I do this as well. Yeah. I know exactly how you feel. I do this so much. Yeah.
I know, right?
I push and push and push myself and udah on the edge and tiba-tiba gue tuh kayak bisa cepet marah atau kayak capek banget and I'm like, oh, I'm burnt out. And then I stop doing something, take a rest, and then I'm like, shit, I feel like I need to do something. And like, okay, kepikiran lagi, huh? I know exactly how you feel.
When you're burnt out, it's like, do you feel demotivated sometimes, Nicole? Kayak demotivated gak sih gara-gara burnt out? Iya kan?
Yes.
And when you're demotivated, kayak you jadi question myself, question yourself lah, kayak misalnya kayak will I ever get to where I wanna be gitu loh. Nah nanti, and then the antidote to that is action kan. Yaudah yuk cari inspiration lagi. And then that's like the cycle. Yeah. And I think I wanna take care of myself better in terms of that sih gitu.
Yes, I'm so for that. You know that only, I mean, I told you how old I am, but only at 33 am I really like taking care of myself, like knowing when to take care of myself. And especially, kalau menurut gue kebanyakan, a lot of people I feel like had burnouts in 2020. Karena kebanyakan work from home and you don't have those boundaries to be like work, play, and then take a rest. Karena kita work from home, kita ngerasa kayak ya udah kita kerja, but you're working in the place of your rest, right?
Yes, so, that's true.
Yeah, so I'm only now really realizing, okay, I need to take a break before I burn out. I need to, and it can be anything. Go for a walk. I never used to do my nails, but as you can see, my nails are painted, and now it's because I'm forcing. I never take care of my nails. Lo bisa nanya Sabrina deh. Gue tuh nggak pernah cat kuku, but like. I did it like last week and I was like, I need to do something for myself. So I'm going to go do my nails. And by the way, doing nails in Singapore is really expensive. So it's like so much more expensive than Jakarta, but whatever. So you need to figure out like when sebelum lo burn out, it's so important. See, kalau enggak, you're just going to put yourself in that cycle. I definitely understand you. I super understand you. Okay. Next question. What does your Instagram feed look like these days?
What are you looking at? Like, do you use Instagram, right?
No, yours, as you, as a person.
Oh, my Instagram. Oh, my Instagram is just full of writings and poems.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I wanted to ask you about the book that you wrote. So it's a book of poems?
Yeah.
Are you going to... say a little bit something about what is it about poems of what?
Right. Okay. So nama bukunya itu Ripple of Existence. Jadi tentang apa? It's actually about the wonders of life and love, and actually not just life but also death. So in that book kayak aku tulis tentang five of the most important elements of life, kayak from my observation so far gitu, such as misalnya kayak accepting the mysteries of life, acknowledging the simplicity of it, terus kayak having the courage actually to question and to be curious, because that requires courage too, and of course love, what is life without love, right? And death, I think my message would be not to avoid death, but actually face it squarely in the face, because I think by studying and contemplating on death, it will make you a wiser person and make you realize what's really most important in life, gitu. So yeah, basically the five most important elements.
You wrote all of the poems?
Yeah.
Okay, and ini bisa dibeli di mana aja?
Bisa dibeli di Gramedia stores, kayak di Grand Indonesia, terus kayak di kota-kota lain juga, and also Shopee-nya Gramedia juga bisa.
Okay.
And through me juga bisa sih, actually.
Okay, well definitely, I definitely would like to read that. So most of the poems are in English then?
Yeah, it's English. Actually, my Indonesian juga gak gitu bagus, kayak I haven't... I haven't taken Indonesian subject ever since middle school. Jadi kayak my Indonesian juga kayak agak pelo-pelo.
Your formal Indonesian.
Formal Indonesian. Yeah. That's
okay,
true.
Okay. I mean, you should have met me. You should have met me like 10 years ago. My Indonesian had like nothing. I had no Indonesian. Next question. What is your biggest achievement?
My biggest achievement, I think my biggest achievement so far has been Tiu kali ya. Kayak maksudnya, I think it's really amazing kayak so far, like how we've managed to create a community. I think that's like the best thing of it all, and most importantly, and also not most importantly, but also kayak it feels really good to feel like kayak you can finally stand up on your own, as in kayak maksudnya kayak you have more confidence lah that Okay. Berarti kayak misalnya even without anyone, I can survive or even thrive. Like there's that faith, I think. Kayak ayo you can do it gitu. Jadi secara maksudnya I think having the freedom to live independently. Ya. So yeah. That's why.
Yeah. Yes, I'm for that. I like this answer very much. Okay, so last question. If you could have last words, like lo besok mau pergi dan keluarga lo, teman-teman lo nggak akan ketemu lo for like a year, what is one thing that you want to say to your friends, family, to your community that this is the last thing you're going to say to them?
As in, it's like I'm going for a long, you're going long decade.
You're going on a sabbatical. lo nggak bakal ke Antarctica. You're gonna do some work there for like 2 years, and you're not gonna come back for 2 years. What would you like to say to them before you go?
Oh my gosh, this jangan is a hard question.
Jangan yang kayak jaga rumah ya. Can you, no, it's about, like, think of it like a quote, what would your last quote be?
Oh my gosh, this is hard. Yeah, see you when I see you. I don't know.
See you when I see you.
See you. No. I love you.
I love you.
I love you is a must, but then it's like, thank you for all the support, all this time. Yeah, I'll see you when I see you. I love you.
Okay.
Spontaneous response.
It's fine. That's okay. You answer however you want to answer. Okay.
Because when I talk with my followers, when I talk to my family and friends, would be different, right? I'm a little bit confused.
Okay. Let's ask the question again. So that's something you would say maybe to your friends,
to my family friends. And friends.
Lo, yang lo bakal ngomong ke followers lo dan followersnya to you apa?
Okay. I would say something like, thank you so much for being here with you all this time. But at this point, I think we've decided to, close for a while. It's also for it's the best for, we've decided that it's the best for everyone, but kayak maksudnya we will always be your friend who believes in you and supports you and
nice.
At heart
gitu. Asik. Jesse, I'm really really, I mean this has been one of the most honest and surprisingly fun conversations I've had in a long time. Karena walaupun gue udah tinggal di Singapura lama, I don't have a lot of friends here. So I haven't had a conversation like this in a while. So I really have enjoyed it. And I'm really happy to meet someone that is building community. And I'm really happy to meet someone who's just you really do have, you empower that sort of good positivity. And it's really important, especially now. So keep building that positivity and keep building that community. Mother
Thank
Fisters
you so
and Sister
much.
Fisters. Yes, Mother Fisters, Sister Fisters, kalau misalnya kalian mau learn more about Things Untouched and more about Jesse, I'll put that all into the caption. Jesse, is there anything you'd like to say to our loyal listeners before we end this?
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope in one way or another you guys can dapat something from it, you know, that could be useful juga. And thank you so much, Nicole, for having me. Thank you for this opportunity. And
thank you for being a guest. Thank you for coming on.
Seriously, I definitely would want to go live with you sometime on Things Untouched and interview you in return.
I'm really unfiltered. I don't know if that's a good idea.
No, I love unfiltered conversation. I mean, I think if you know me in person, you'd be shocked. I'm just really frank gitu orangnya.
Okay, well, it's a deal. If ever you want, if ever you'd like me to come onto the show, I am your girl.
Yeah.
You let me know. You have my number.
That would be amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jesse, for coming onto the show. And thank you, Mother Fixers and Sister Fixers, for listening to our bullshit. This is Fix PMS where the real talk gets real and you feel all the feels. Bye.
Bye.